The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
You will not know the day of reckoning, Miss Hawk. One word from me and neither one of you will see that sunrise.
I know her inner circle quite well. They wouldn't hesitate to take us out.
Professor, are we ready with guidance?
We are ready.
Light banks on.
Most excellent, Nicola.
Unless Kate can track down Wong, we're at a dead end.
Maybe not. We might have just gotten a break. Well, someone just dropped off some dry cleaning, and she found a curious note in one of his pockets.
Obviously, your undercover work with Sorn paid off.
And obviously, I was left out of the loop again by your people.
Left out of what loop?
I was kidnapped again and chained to a wall.
And failure is not an option with Rage. Your fate is sealed.
No, this is not so.
For the deployment of the satellites and the firing of the particle beam, we leave in 12 of your Earth hours.
Nicola, you know what will happen when we destroy these satellites.
Yes, my friend. We will sacrifice ourselves.
And now, episode 73, Tally Ho.
Morning. Good to see you guys again. I take it you're here about the paper I found?
Yes, we are.
Got it right here.
Thanks. Let me see that sample from Quo's apartment.
Here you go.
The paper seems consistent, as well as the font used. There's a good chance this came from Quo.
So you think it might actually be something?
If this paper matches what we found on our suspect, it could be an important clue. We appreciate you catching this.
I'm glad I could help. Now, I suppose that means your next question is, who is he?
Do you have any info on him?
Sort of. He's listed as John Smith, but hey, I do know a John Smith, but I kind of doubt this is his real name.
Can you describe him?
White, middle-aged, and a snappy dresser. Just look at his suit. That is a very expensive suit. He has mostly gray hair and a thin mustache, and he's taller than either one of you.
Sounds like the man Wong described.
Was there anything unusual about him? Tattoos, scars, a limp, or even an accent?
No, nothing like that. His accent was noticeable in the way he didn't have one.
What do you mean?
He wasn't from Baltimore or New York or Boston or the South, that's for sure. He was very plain. I always found him fascinating. He never used or like or you know. Everything was like it was out of an English grammar book.
How long has he been coming here?
Maybe the last 6 months.
You wouldn't happen to have video surveillance, would you?
No, sorry. I know I should, but we've never had any trouble here. Nobody really wants to steal used clothing, and the majority of our sales are credit cards.
Did Mr. Smith use a card?
Nah, he was one of our few cash customers.
When is he supposed to come back for his dry cleaning?
This afternoon after 1. And when I say after 1, I mean right after 1. He's as prompt as clockwork.
Thanks, you've been a great help. We'll be staking out your place. Go ahead and clean his suit, and we'll take him down after he leaves here. We'll approach him once he's clear of the store.
Well, if you lose him, just come back next week at the same time. He'll be here.
Agent Barnes, I didn't expect to see you here today. What's up?
Hey, Ginger. I actually came to see Robert. My scar appliance needs a little work here. Is he around?
Yes, he'll be back in a few moments.
Hey, what's the latest on Kate?
Her and Soren interviewed Wong yesterday at the Stockholm police station. They didn't get a whole lot out of her. Their biggest concern is since Wong didn't show up last night to her base of operations, her crew may be out to find her. I'm sure word on the street will let them know that she was arrested.
Why would they be concerned about that?
Because Soren was the one who kidnapped Kate.
What?
And then freed her and set up a trap to capture Wong. He was a double agent.
You gotta be kidding me. The only thing we need now is an evil twin and someone coming back from the dead and we'd have a hit soap opera on our hands. I don't imagine Kate was very happy when she found out, or did she already know?
She was clueless. Yesterday I patched her into Mr. Pierman. She asked him straight up, "Did you know about this?" Pierman denied knowing anything.
Well, maybe since it was part of the European branch of the IDF, he was out of the loop.
No, he knew. Yesterday, Nelson was here and I overheard him telling Pierman that Kate would be furious when she learned that he knew about it and lied to her.
God, the soap opera continues. So Nelson knew too.
I believe Nelson trained Soren for this mission.
Oh, then I'd hate to be either one of them when she gets back.
Yeah, I thought it was funny when Nelson told Pierman he better wear extra padding on his backside. I thought to myself, Nelson, you'd better worry about your own backside when she finds out you not only knew about it, but you were the one who trained Soren.
You got that right. Well, maybe capturing Wong and solving the case might temper her a little.
You think so?
No. Where's Pierman now?
He's on a call with a controller.
Oh, well, let's hear what the Pierman brothers are up to.
I can't eavesdrop. I could get fired.
Ah, you don't have to.
What is that?
This, my dear, is a handheld interface to the biometrics in my old noggin. I haven't yet mastered tuning to specific frequencies yet, so this little device does it for me. I got a small metal plate right behind my ear. All I have to do is attach this magnetic end. An electrical connection is made.
I bet you're popular with the TSA.
I haven't taken it through an airport yet. Oh, is this their frequency?
Yes.
Well, all I do is key it, and hopefully we can hear it through this built-in speaker.
You're certain that based on Prisoner 310's identity that this is their plan?
We are certain of it. I went before the Council, and he was able to extend the Munsee Act, but they mandated that I could not reveal 310's identity to any person.
It would make things so much easier if I knew his identity. It might help with our investigation on this end.
Now, I have told no one. At least, no person.
No person, but... Brother, I think I understand. Is there a particular greeting this non-person would understand?
He is quite fond of the huntsman's cry to urge on his hounds. I can say no more.
Well, that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
I think I might know what to do. Can you send a message to Robo4?
Yes, but it will be a couple days turnaround time for a response.
I understand. Contact Robo4. And send this message and have him respond to this email address.
You really think this is what they were talking about?
George is the only person or thing I know. Unless you count that four-handed physical therapist on Boldabar.
Okay, I'll get this off right away.
And of course, Pierman can't know about it. Can you cover your tracks okay?
Not a problem.
Good. I'm off to see the wizard.
Wizard?
Robert.
Oh, that wizard.
Steps 37A to 38C are complete. The new CO2 scrubber is operational.
Excellent. That should do us for another full tour up here. Let's move on to the water purification system.
Incoming hail from Captain Jocko.
Open channel.
Boldabar Space Station, Recon 1 with you on Secure Com 1, over.
Captain Jocko, we have you on open channel. I read you Lima Charlie. How me you?
Also loud and clear. Stand by for loop delay reading. On my mark, we will be at 1705 mark.
Loop delay is 2.05 microtime units.
That's not a bad delay time for your position. I take it both communication relay units are in place?
That's affirmative. We have one positioned on each side of the portal. We also place two in orbit around Latumus, so there won't be any blind spots. We managed to get some high-res photos of Regis' test range. Sending now.
Copy that, Recon 1. Is there anything in particular we need to look for?
It looks like they're using the old IDF test range for something. There appears to be some sort of tower with small sat dishes in an array around it, and what looks like four banks of lights.
Images received. Analyzing. Photo indicates an Earth-class cellular tower, surrounded by four banks of industrial light structures.
Stand by, Recon 1.
Cell towers? Why would they have cell towers on Latumus? All wireless communication is done by satellite.
This is the primary means of telephone communication on Earth. Based on what I know from the controller's files, I have been cleared to theorize these towers are converting wireless electricity to power the lights.
Recon 1, we have good imagery. We'll be forwarding this information to the controller. He'll determine which office will analyze the photos. Good work. Continue your surveillance.
Will do. And thank Vlad for the excellent box lunch he provided. Out.
Box lunch? My pierogies!
Vlad! We haven't finished the purification swap!
Clean water can wait! I must inventory my food pantry.
That is entirely unnecessary. I have a complete inventory of all food stocks.
Vlad has a private stash of goodies.
This is highly irregular.
Send the files to the controller as he directed.
Encrypted and sent.
Notify me when receipt is acknowledged.
I will notify you as directed. Commander, I suggest you inspect the gallery at this time.
Is there a problem, George?
It seems that the gallery's inventory is rapidly being depleted.
Vlad.
Apparently, he is doing a very rapid and disorganized inventory.
Vlad! A resupply ship is coming tomorrow! Vlad!
Well, good morning, Miss Wong. Or should I say Dragon Lady?
You two again. I have nothing to say to you fools.
Hey, that's fine by us. Because today, we get to do the talking.
Yes. Because today we begin the proceedings.
What proceedings?
The ones that sent you back to the States to face trial for the attempted murder and kidnapping of Professor Xiang Lin of the People's Republic of China.
And, of course, the IDF will be interested in your ties with Rage and the attempted sabotage of our communications system.
Well, perhaps many things will change from now until the time these people are finished with me.
You mean the Swedish government? I hate to spoil it for you, but the TV station has been convicted to drop their charges against you.
And that clears the way for extradition to the US.
Perhaps after her conviction, Agent Hawk. Miss Wong could be in the same cell block as Jerome Parks.
And who is he?
Jerome Parks, aka Manfred Kingman, the man who worked with Henry von Langer in a Rage plot to destroy all the STIPs.
I do not know either of them, but I admire their ambitious project.
They have both been tried and convicted, but you won't find them in any US prison. They are safely tucked away in a secret IDF facility, lost in paperwork.
I'm sure the three of you will enjoy each other's company.
You may never see the light of day.
And you two may not live to see tomorrow. I have many Rage sympathizers who will be more than happy to end your pathetic lives.
I don't think so. By now, word is out that your mission has failed. Rage does not accept failure. If anyone has a bounty on their head, it's you.
They would not abandon me. I am loyal to Rage.
I know of three Rage operatives who failed their mission. Your former partner Guo included. All three committed suicide rather than face the consequences. Tell me, where did you hide your cyanide?
What foolish talk is this?
All Rage operatives have some form of poison or means to end their life if captured.
I have no such thing.
Which we find very interesting. Maybe this one's too little of a fish.
A minnow swimming with the sharks. Perhaps the sharks just plan on eating the minnow.
You speak like the fool you are, Soren. I am not going to kill myself, and no one from Rage will harm me. I am loyal to the cause.
And do you even know what the cause is, Ms. Wong? Do you have any idea what Rage's plans are?
We will end the corruption and stranglehold the energy companies have on the world. When there is chaos in the days to come, Rage will take over and bring order to chaos. They will provide us with free power and end the corporate stranglehold over all people.
The only thing they'll bring is the destruction of our society and the depletion of all of our resources. You, Ms. Wong, you are the fool. I have dealt with Rage face to face. I have been in their clutches and have seen their total disregard for life, even that of their own people. They'll discard you without a second thought. I suggest you think long and hard about how you want to spend the rest of your life.
Well, here we are, back in the old deer stand.
Look, rookie, if you want to be a good cop, you gotta know how to make the best of surveillance.
Is that why I always see you with a Bluetooth device in your ear? So what are you listening to now? How to succeed in real estate?
No, but that's not a bad idea. I'm actually listening to Spanish 101. El Don de María.
Do what?
Listen, if you want to advance in any job, continuing education is the key. As a detective, Spanish is the most frequent language I encounter on the job, so the more proficient I am in it, the better I can do my job. And the better I do my job, the better the chance I have at advancement.
Well, speaking of doing your job, time to get to it. Our man is going in now.
Right on time. All right, let him go in. I'll position myself on the south side of the door, and you go to the north side. That's the right side, in case you're wondering.
I think I figured that part out.
I'll stop him when he exits. He'll most likely turn and run in your direction. You'll have to take him down. Think you can handle that?
I can handle him.
Yeah, after all, he's not Kate Hawk.
Let's just go.
All right. He's gonna want to bolt when he sees the uniform, and I say I want to question him.
I'll be ready. You just be ready if he sees me first.
Excuse me, sir. I'm Officer Mack from the Baltimore PD. Get him!
Got him.
Nice takedown. Kate would be proud.
What are you doing? What have I done?
Why are you running?
Why did you stop me?
Maybe it was because you were running from the police.
Maybe I didn't want to get shot.
Maybe you're hiding something.
Well, maybe I...
Enough with the maybes. We just want to ask you a few questions.
About what?
Fortune cookies.
What? You tackle me in front of a dry cleaners and you want to ask me about fortune cookies?
Nobody would have tackled you if you hadn't run. Now tell us about the fortune cookie note that was in the suit pocket.
What are you doing going through my pockets? And who's going to pay to have this jacket dry cleaned again?
Let's start by getting your real name, Mr. Smith.
You obviously have my name already.
The field fingerprint identifier. It's in the car, isn't it?
And what is that?
It's a portable scanner that will digitally upload your prints to various databases. We'll have your ID in seconds.
By all means, officer, scan my fingerprints. All 10 of them. You'll get nothing.
Nothing?
I am not in the system. I've never had my prints taken, so scan away, officer.
Mr. John Smith, you are under arrest for the suspicion of aiding and abetting the kidnapping of one Jiang Lin. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can...
You ain't getting nothing from me, copper.
Whoa. So much for Mr. Perfect Diction and grammar here. What happened, Dr. Hyde? Did Mr. Jekyll just show up?
Finish reading him his rights in the car. We're starting to attract too much attention in front of Brooke's shop here.
Brooke, is it? Well. Someone has been exchanging business cards. First it was a cash checking clerk, and now Brooke? Should I take him downtown and send a cruiser to pick you up later?
Just take him to the car and Miranda him. I'll be right out. I want to thank Brooke for her help.
It may be a dinner to follow. Come on, Mr. Smith. Time to find out who you really are.
Rookies.
Commander, during your sleep cycle, I received a request for the controller's encrypted files.
Who made the request?
It came from Agent Jim Barnes from IDF headquarters at Martin State, and Agent Barnes had the correct password. So, per the controller's instructions, I sent the files to the address provided.
Where is the controller now?
On planet 310. He was en route when he talked to us yesterday.
It will be at least another 18 hours before those files are received. Send a priority message to the controller and inform him of the situation. It's obvious that the password has been compromised. I don't think the controller would want Barnes to have this information, when he won't even tell his brother about it.
A possible scenario is that the controller has confided in his brother, and his brother passed the information to Barnes. Although that scenario would have the controller in violation of an IDF directive.
I don't think he would do that. The password was obviously obtained illegally.
Incoming hail from Recon 1 on Secure Channel Alpha.
This is Commander Sims, BSS. Go ahead, Recon 1.
Commander, this is First Officer Reno. We've been analyzing movements on Latumus base. It appears they are mustering spacecraft for launch. One deep space freighter and at least 5 escort fighters. Analysis of cargo is unclear. Photos show a 6 crates, nothing else.
All right. Get those uploaded to George here, and we'll get them off to headquarters. Has there been any indication that they may have detected the relay satellites? Or you?
All clear so far.
Very good. Carry on.
Roger that.
My lord. All crates have been loaded and secured.
And Professor Lin?
He has been secured in a passenger pallet.
And our deep space fighter escorts?
All fueled and ready to go.
Very well, Doc Marr. Button up the ship and have the crew stand by for launch.
Yes, my lord.
Nicola, are you ready?
I must protest this action. We have not fully tested the ray with the deployment of multiple satellites.
Your preliminary tests were quite successful. I have no doubt that all will go as planned.
Then we are as ready as can be, Lord Zilkar.
Outstanding. Master, all is ready.
Excellent, Zilkar. Most excellent. This is a great day for Rage. This is the first step in the destruction of the IDF. Deploy immediately. For the glory of Rage!
The invasion has begun. Will Nicola and Lin be able to stop it? Will Kate and Soren get enough information from Wong to foil the Rage plan? Will Barnes get the coded files in time to save the planet? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Death Ray.